you know, recovering from trauma is a real hard thing, and I've experienced quite a few traumas in my life. I mean, getting arrested, frack! Oh my god! When they cut my greenstone that my mother gave off me, like in New Zealand culture, you know, taking somebody's greenstone off them is like cutting them off from their protection from darkness and the spirit world kind of thing. And when you're inside a police cell and they cut it off you with scissors, it's like, I don't know, have you ever seen those movies like in Ghostbusters where the city authorities let loose all the ghosts out of their containment field kind of thing?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're surrounded by all this demons and ghosts and scary stuff that slimes you and eats your hot dogs. You know, there was that kind of thing, and it just kind of like it was like a thousand dark entities just kind of like pushing through the every fiber of my being, and then my legs gave out on me. I was kind of like collapsed to the ground, started vomiting, and had like my very first panic attack in my life, and I've never recovered from that experience to a large degree. You know, I've only been able to avoid getting into those kind of situations again, and that's basically the best I've been able to do, because nobody so far has been able to take the time and had the experience to kind of like counsel me and get rid of that trauma, because it takes so long. That's another thing that Dr. Mark Tsirkus told me about, is that getting over these kind of traumas ain't something you can do in an afternoon. It's something that takes weeks and weeks and hours a day in order to get over it in a lot of cases. And that's for real hardcore trauma. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get over mine. I mean, I'm still afraid of being employed to this day because of trauma that I suffered in workplaces, you know. I've developed employophobia, which I think is actually a healthy defense mechanism against winding up going to work for our contact entities. But, yeah.
I agree. You're unemployable. Nothing wrong with that. What people have to understand is that this trauma is deep-seated. And the really good therapists, hypnotherapists, and so forth, they not only can get somebody down into hypnotic regression so they relive the experiences and remember more if that's what the person wants to do, but they also are able, the hypnotherapists are also able to safely remove, release the blocked traumatic energy. Because when these people are abused, some of them beginning at an early age, that traumatic energy stays locked in their body and creates all kind of energy meridian blockages. It creates all these physical and psychological issues. It needs to be safely released. And the best way to do that with a skilled regressionist is to allow the person to abreact and relive the body memories and relive the activity and whatnot that went with those feelings and emotions, and then thereby safely release it. The person will feel a lot better afterwards if it's done correctly. It's a very therapeutic modality. Now, when I talk to people, because I don't have this ability to hypnotize anybody, I intuitively know when they're kind of skirting around a certain issue, but it's something that they want to talk about or want to delve into it, but shame and embarrassment holds them back. And to a degree, we are all shame-based individuals. We all have that wounded inner child, golden inner child within us. So once we get past the shame, that's a big part of the recovery process. Me, in the past, it didn't matter what kind of degrading, humiliating, painful things the reptilians did to me. I would write about it. I wouldn't give a toss, right? I would do it anyway because I knew that I was not anyone special or unique. If the reptilians and other ETs did these things to me, I cannot be the only one they did it to. Therefore, if I wrote about it, and sometimes in embarrassing, painful detail, I knew it was going to resonate with someone else out there. And so when I'm talking to somebody and I intuitively feel that they're kind of skirting around a certain issue, I will just take the leap and talk about what I feel they're reluctant to talk about, and talk about it in a clinical fashion. Yeah, these things have happened to me, and here's how I dealt with it. The goal, at least part of the goal, is to reduce the recovery time from these experiences, abduction experiences, for example. One shouldn't be destabilized and disrupted for days, weeks, and months on end after an experience. To be sure, some people have more experiences than others, but in general, if we can, as alien abductees, regain our inner harmony, regain our balance in a relatively short period of time, that in itself prevents us from being manipulated even more, because they like us in a fearful, paranoid state, because it's easier for them to manipulate us that way. Also,
which is
the
not
fear of
entirely, which is not entirely dissimilar to police abductees.
Yes.